This is KERA News. I'm Ann Bothwell. Sarah Jaffe got her start in North Texas, strumming and singing in the clubs of Denton and Deep Ellum. Her third album was released Tuesday, and fans from the old days may not recognize her. That's because the 28-year-old is embracing a new, lush and electronic dance sound. Sarah Jaffe, welcome to the KERA Newsroom.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about how your sound's evolved. I'm going to play a little bit of a song from your first album called Clementine. See, I'm going to change my mind, change my mind, change my mind. Now I'm feeling different. And here's Lover Girl from your new album, Don't Disconnect. Give me one more smile. Can you talk a little bit about how you've evolved your sound?
To me, it's just been a natural progression. I mean, I can look at it from an aerial view and see, okay, there's some obvious differences. There's, you know, more instrumentation. It's a little bit more lush. But lyrics for me have always been very important, the centerfold for each song. And although, like, writing can be a little bit more difficult than it used to be because it's not, I'll just say it, it's not new anymore. You know, I used to write songs like 3 songs a week when I was younger, and that doesn't happen for me anymore. I would love it if it did, but it just doesn't. I think I approach things differently. I approach it from maybe a bit more of a musical standpoint. I think I just flat out just didn't want to make the same record again.
You started writing for the new album Don't Disconnect in Marfa.
I just liked the idea, the bare bones of Marfa, Texas. And so I rented a house for a couple weeks, and it wasn't easy. You know, I thought I'd go out there and it would just all of a sudden be like a waterfall of ideas. And of course, it just didn't work out that way. And that's when I kind of realized where I am now. It takes not just me by myself thinking too much. It takes someone else's creative energy or a group of other people for me to get inspired again. And as soon as I went into the studio, it was just like, it was instantaneous. Like, Mackenzie would start tracking drums. And
Mackenzie Smith is your producer.
Mackenzie Smith, yeah, he produced the record, and he's also a member of Midlake. He would track drums, and while he was tracking drums, within the hour, I would finish like 8 songs. It was just weird.
When I think of Marfa, I think of all these expansive spaces, mm-hmm. and there really is that expansiveness to this album.
I think there's a little bit of a tie, for sure, especially the songs like Slow Pour. About 3/4 of that song was written in Marfa, and the house that I was staying in had the most amazing acoustics I've ever been in, like, as far as, like, a house goes. It was just beautiful. And I remember first starting to write that song, and that house kind of allowed this song to really, like, I needed to hear it sound good for me to get inspired, and it sounded great. I mean, I'm almost certain that the setting played a huge role in that. The wind so slow, it stayed inside of me. Thinking too much about myself.
You've contributed to an Eminem song. You
want
to?
Pretty crazy.
It is crazy. How did that happen?
It all came about because producer S1, who also lives in Dallas, I met him through working with the Cannabinoids, Erykah Badu's band. And S1 messaged me on Twitter, believe it or not, a couple years ago, and he just wrote me a quick message, hey, Sarah, would you be interested in writing some hooks for me? And I, of course, immediately replied, absolutely. And the first track he sent me, I was like, oh my God, this is gonna be amazing. And then 2 days before Eminem's record came out, a picture of the back of his record came up on, like, Twitter. I saw Bad Guy was song number 1. And I was like, what? That's insane. So we kind of celebrated, but also neither one of us heard the song until it came out.
So you hadn't heard his lyrics against it?
Yeah. I didn't. So all I knew was what S1 and I had done.
You're playing at the Majestic on Saturday night.
Yes.
I hear that there is some family history at the Majestic.
There sure is. My grandmother, Miss Sherry Jaffe, she went on her very first date with my grandfather in the 40s. My granddaddy asked her out on a date, and they walked over to see a movie at the Majestic. And it's going to be really, really special because my grandmother is going to be there Saturday.
Sarah Jaffe, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's hard to tell, finish what's left of me. Your words still soft and sweet.